65-year-old Leo Degario Olea and his wife Rosa sit inside the dining room of their home in Champaign. Olea first came to the States from Mexico City in 1980 and then worked to establish residency in 1986. Eventually, his family followed, and 10 years ago, the couple and seven of their children moved to Champaign from Chicago to seek a calmer atmosphere. Because he suffered an injury to his hand in Chicago, Olea was no longer able to work. He filed for disability once they settled into Champaign.
To be honest, I've always had problems with bills, even before a family. A home is very expensive, I'm not going to lie. You've got to pay gas, lights, and food.
The family first moved to a two-bedroom house in a residential area near Sam's Club in the northwest side of Champaign. Although less expensive than the house they live in now, it was too small for nine people. In 2004, the family bought a home in the Sawgrass neighborhood. At six bedrooms, there was more room for the family, but at twice the cost. Olea's four oldest children split the nearly $2,000 a month mortgage. His own disability payments top out at just over $900 each month. His wife is not working. Housing experts agree that for any home to be affordable, a resident must not pay more than 30% of their monthly income to housing cost. Yet, of the nearly 28,000 households in Champaign County who owe a mortgage on their homes, one in four pay more than that, according to 2011 Census Bureau estimates. Esther Pat is director of the Champaign-Urbana Tenant Union. She says that housing needs for the area's low-income families are most often overlooked.
This has always been frustrating to me. Some people, when they talk about poverty, don't even talk about housing. It's like they just assume that that's taken care of, and there are other issues, but housing is the biggest expense.
Renters in the community have more problems. The demand for quality rental housing by university students has overshadowed the market for affordable housing. It's also inflated rent prices. And over the past 6 years, rents in Champaign County have increased about 30%. The fair market rate for a two-bedroom home in Champaign County in 2006 was just over $614. That rate is now $785 a month. Pat estimates families need an annual income of $26,000 to be able to afford rent for a two-bedroom home.
I mean, rents are higher now than they were 6 years ago, 10 years ago, and incomes are not. So it's harder to find cheaper places.
The latest census estimates show that 64% of renters pay more than 30% of their income for housing. Pat notes the need for shelter outranks a person's ability to pay. Too often, she says, families will rent above their means and then face eviction when it becomes too difficult to continue to pay. If evicted, then families are forced into places that may be more affordable, but also may be substandard.
Housing is the biggest expense, and it's just, I mean, it's a top priority for people to have shelter. And we always talk about food, shelter, and clothing. You can get food in this community, you can get clothing in this community. There are all sorts of services that will provide both of those to you. Shelter, not so much.
The high housing cost and lower incomes have pushed Olea and his family to visit food pantries twice a month to supplement their food budget. It was never easy to do, but feeding the family now has become much more difficult.
We keep ourselves busy. The truth is we go to shelters and pantries where they offer food and other things. That's how we go by surviving. The money that my kids make is just to pay the bills and everything, so we're left with little more than nothing.
Yet, he says, the family is happy in their home despite the challenges they face.
The best for me that we've seen, the best that's happened to me is that my children have learned English and that they are studying.
As it is now, that education is hard to finance, and his younger children are working more to help lessen the family's financial strains. But jobs do not offer the economic security they used to. We'll explore that topic tomorrow. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Pam Dempsey of CU Citizen Access.